Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing the garden for fall. In Florida's hot, humid summers, gardening may be one of the last things on your mind. But summer's actually a great time to prepare the garden for fall, although you may want to limit your activities to the early morning. First, remove spent, dead, or dying plants from the site. Weed all areas of the garden, especially those you're going to plant in the fall. Add organic matter like peat moss or composted manure to improve sandy soils. You may want to solarize parts of the garden to get rid of nematodes, weed seeds, and other pests before planting. Remember, this will take 6 to 8 weeks. And finally, think about what kinds of seeds you'll need for the fall and consider buying them now. A little forethought will make the fall gardening a breeze. For more information about fall gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for your tools. Good tools are central to gardening, and they need regular care to keep them working properly and safely. Take the times when you're doing less in the landscape to evaluate your tools for cleaning, sharpening, and other maintenance needs. Look over the cables and plugs of power tools for damage and make sure the safety guards are intact. Take them to a professional if any repairs are needed. Check the oil levels in your mower and other gas-powered devices. Sharpen your mower blade, pruners, and shovels. Remove the rust from blades of knives, hose, and spades with a wire brush and then sharpen and lubricate them. Most tools should be cleaned, sharpened, or oiled after every use. For example, you should always remove soil from shovels before stowing them. For more information about garden tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hot peppers. Hot peppers are a great crop for the edible and ornamental garden. Not only are they easy to grow, but there are also countless varieties for the spice-loving palate. There are three categories of hot pepper: chili, cayenne, and Tabasco. Varieties range in size from 1/2 inch to 7 inches long and come in many different shapes and colors. The peppers make a colorful and bountiful addition to the landscape. Start hot peppers from seeds or transplants once the last freeze has passed. Look for varieties recommended for Florida that are resistant to common diseases. Plant them away from high traffic areas to protect skin and eyes from the irritating oils. You can season all kinds of dishes with your hot peppers or make your own hot sauce. For more information about hot peppers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vermicomposting. Worms are efficient eaters, and you can use them to convert kitchen scraps into compost through a process called vermicomposting. It reduces landfill waste and provides you with a great soil amendment. Vermicomposting is fun and easy. You can construct your own worm bin or purchase a ready-made bin. Next, you'll want worms, and red wigglers or red worms are the kind you'll need. Create bedding for your worms with non-toxic fluffy materials like shredded newspaper, composted manure, peat moss, or any combination of these. Keep the bedding moist but not wet. Your worms need a dark, cool place to work, so keep your bin out of the sun and make sure it has air holes. Once they're set up, 1 pound of worms can eat 1/2 pound of food scraps every day. For more information about vermicomposting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning young trees. Young trees require thoughtful pruning to turn into healthy, strong, attractive adults. Young trees should be pruned for structural strength, not aesthetics. This means making sure your tree has good branch structure and a balanced canopy. Remember that it's almost always better to err on the side of pruning too much rather than too little. Most young trees, such as oaks, require aggressive cuts on upright stems and branches that compete with the main trunk. If you don't remove or shorten upright branches that compete with the trunk when the tree is young, it is more likely to break in storms. If you have any doubts about how to prune young trees, consider hiring an arborist who is certified by the International Society of Arboriculture. For more information about pruning young trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.